Accession number 18253, reel 4.
I said, I'll move it down.
Yeah.
I said, look, what could I do?
Yeah.
I'm in a round corner.
The downward.
Yeah. Obviously, it's just like an old.
And is this the one that you said is the synagogue now?
It's a synagogue now.
Yeah.
It's all built up. Yeah. I stood there.
Yeah.
I managed to have you talking after.
Yeah.
And yet it doesn't affect me here, but there.
Yeah, well, it brings your right back in it there, aren't you? When you're in the same surroundings of where all that happened, and you get the memories back of your mate that was killed there. Of course, you're going to feel like that. But from Ergenbosch, you went down to the Mars. This is about November, where it was very muddy and misty and damp, and there was a lot of patrols and stuff going on down there, I think, wasn't it?
Well, did we go to Hoy after
H-O-Y, you mean?
H-U-Y.
No, H-U-Y, you went there after the Ardennes, but you went to the Mars before the Ardennes.
Went to the Mars before the Ardennes.
Yeah.
Now, when we was in Hoy.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. H-U-Y, yeah.
That's when he took me out of the light.
Right.
Said, oh, where this vehicle come from, I don't know. And
yeah,
that's what it had in the box.
Yeah.
I said, that's yours. That's yours. No one puts us that. Not very good. So if Ryan hurts himself, he doesn't know more about that. But I didn't know what it
meant.
I was with the lads all the time.
Yeah.
And I was just, that were my job to keep that.
Well, this is where you had all those German marks in the lorry. Is that what you're talking about there?
The what?
The German marks.
That's right.
In the lorry.
Well, I didn't know that. They were all in marks.
Yeah.
And that was, they were fully prepared for over the Rhine, weren't they?
Yeah, that's right.
For Germany.
Yeah, but...
And there was only our currency, what was going to be any good anyway.
Yeah, that's right. But we're skipping a couple of important...
The damage had been done to Yanks.
Yeah.
And lucky enough, the Germans had run out of fuel.
Yeah.
When we was going to Ardennes, this is through the, you can watch World at War or whatever, 900 times.
Yeah.
When we was going in the Ardennes, I said to the officer, and I just don't know what officer you were at the time, I said, what's the idea of these Yankees going back?
Yeah.
He said, I don't know.
Here we are.
Lovely, thanks. So,
have I put enough milk in there?
Yeah, that looks lovely. That's about the right colour for me.
He says, I don't know.
Mm.
He says, yeah. Surely, we're not going to attack.
Yeah.
I said, how's that? He said, this is the cream of the American army.
Yeah.
Thank you, lass.
Well, the attack.
We're having you skip
it. Yeah.
Right.
The attack that went in there, in your battalion did, was at a place called Hotton. And you went into Hotton, down to a place called Grievemont.
Yeah.
And that was the attack. And what you were doing, you were squeezing, again, like the valet thing, you were squeezing the Germans in a bag, where the British were pressing down from the north,
right,
and the Americans were pressing down up from the south,
right,
either side, squeezing the Germans in between.
But fortunately, they did do a... They had an offensive against us, don't get me wrong,
yeah,
but it weren't as rough of an offensive as we had in France.
Yeah.
And then it seemed to
peter
out.
Well,
but when it did peter out, we went... The sky's cleared.
Yeah.
You see, they kept looking to even us.
Yeah.
Because it was a mist. Cold mist. There's no plane could see anything.
Yeah.
But suddenly go bright.
Planes came on.
That sky filled. Well, you could stand up a road there.
Yeah.
outbreaks.
Yeah, but after the Ardennes, the battalion had taken a lot of casualties during the Ardennes, because that's when in Huy, H-U-Y, they took about, your battalion took about 250 replacements in.
That's very tough,
yeah.
H-U-Y.
That's where you come off the line.
That's where I come off the line.
Where did you go to then, at that stage?
I went what you call A echelon.
Yeah, which is, right, yeah.
Excuse me.
That's,
I was looking after you.
Admin.
And it did, they want it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Sergeant Major Mitchell, CQS mentioned it. Yeah. He said, Jimmy, you picked about four.
Yeah.
He said, now you're all echelon bats. You know the job.
Yeah.
That's why we want you to go here. To show. You couldn't expect a lad coming from England getting on a ration wagon and going up to the front.
Yeah.
He'd just throw up there like you were going up London Road.
Yeah. So you went, so you would have gone back onto the line about in Helmond before you went through to the Reichwald, because you were through, you went through the Reichwald, didn't you?
Well, as far as I'm here, I don't remember us going twice in Helmond.
Right, maybe you didn't.
We only ever went once,
yeah.
As far as I know.
So from where you went up to Helmond, which is when you must have went back there?
From Helmond, we went into Stirlingmuir. We got to the army. Because if you come into Stirlingmuir next week, the road is mean Ivy were on, that right?
Yeah.
Wasn't that Helmond on the sign?
Yes.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So we've got to come from Helmond to go into Dambosh.
You may have been there twice. You may have done it that way, but you were certainly in Helmond prior to the Reichwald and after Huy, because there we are. That chapter there in the book club, which is chapter on the Rhineland, which is from January 20, 1945 to March 22, 1945, starts with the Helmond fortnight. Which is where you spent 2 weeks in Helmond planning for Veritable, right? With Veritable was Nijmegen, Reichwald, and then into the Reichwald. So Helmond, fortnight, prior to Nijmegen.
Again, operation.
Yeah.
To Wies, that's right.
Wies down there, through the Siegfried Line in Reichwald Forest. Wies, Shadnorf Bridge, Niers, Kelvillier. Link up with the US 9th Army at Geldern.
That's right, Geldern, Glebe and Gop, them all together.
Yes. So, but, I mean, we could get on to the Reichwald, because certainly at that time, after we, you went up to Helmond.
Ah, then it's coming.
And then you went to the Reichwald.
We went through them places, going to the Reichwald. Glebe, didn't we?
No. When you came out of the Reichwald, you went through Cleve.
Cleve, Geldern, Gop, that's right, when we came out.
Yeah. When you came out, you went Cleve, down to Wies, down to Geldern. Yeah. Yeah. But before you went into the Reichwald, you were at Helmond for 2 weeks, planning, training, supposedly, to get it all right before you went into the forest. But what do you remember about going in, about that forest, about that Reichwald and going in? I mean, I know the weather was awful.
Well, to move, you see, it was absolutely impossible.
Yeah.
So when we went in, I were put onto a gap which would be from here to Rovers, as you saw.
From here to where?
Rovers.
Football ground.
Yeah. And it will.
That would be, say, a couple of miles from here?
No, about a mile.
About a mile,
right there, just went.
Yeah.
And there were a bit of a dip, and it went. So, Whiteside turned to me and says, stop here. Fetch this other wagon up, and he put a big shuttle and a steel rope.
Yeah.
Up like a gardener wide, a big top on.
Yeah.
Five tracks.
That's a vehicle, is it? An angular vehicle?
Yeah, it's a bullet.
A track vehicle?
Yeah, it's a bullet. It's by the bumps.
Yeah.
That's Benny with Gardner Lloyd. He had a lot of puppies.
Yeah.
But anyway, he said, and if any vehicle, any ambulance or anything, I'd still rip it up, pull it through.
Yeah.
So keep that line onto the right wall for it.
Yeah.
So don't worry. Oh, Bob, that was good. For 2 days. Up to the sleep. And a father came to us there. He said, "What's your name,
driver?"
I said, "Smith, sir." He said, "What's your number?" I said, 338-9864. I said, "Well, why?" He said, "You've done a great job here." He said, "And I'm going to see that you like mentioned." Me opening my mouth, I always want my mouth too much. I said, "Major White, sir, who got the award?"
Yeah.
Who got the award?
Major Whiteside.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I could have said nothing.
But what you were doing, during Reichwald, in is back and forth,
keeping them going,
and picking up wounded and
anything what was stuck. Now then, when I was relieved of that job, more or less relieved, I went to join the old lads like you do. So I went in and into Reichwald for his Reichwald, like Seyfried's line.
Yeah, that was in there, wasn't it? That was true.
It was the Seyfried's. Now everything was underground. I get seen in Austin Grogan and keep him at a certain in between. All these reinforcements going. And they send me up. Me and CKM, I went up with rum rice, you know, it had been raining, it was muddy. And so the lads had just got settled in. Now we took rum ration up and didn't want to come out, and I didn't blame. Could go about shouting, you know.
Jump,
you're not coming out now. You won't blame. Right now. Well, I'm not lying. But that, like, you were like, "Get yourself a lot of
God, man."
But you won't be on the front line.
Yeah.
But you know, don't
they? No, just. Well, I mean, you must have seen lots of signs of stuff there.
Well,
you know, I know.
You go from one lot, go to the lot, and say, don't want to go. I said to see you, it's just not going to want this one. Have you ever had army rum?
No, but Bob said to me that was down to, it was down to one of the officer guys to water it down as and when whatever he
wanted. Well, what are you talking about?
But he says as well, they used to flick it with a spoon down the back of your throat like that.
It'd burn, it'd set your fire.
That's what he said they used to do.
But anyway, he said, nobody wants this. He said, no. So, it gets guzzled with nothing coming back.
Yeah.
Obviously, I didn't do, but I'll drive.
You were happy though.
Not worried.
Yeah.
So it gets back. All the lads were in settling there. So if that case were right, we should get on that road. Just pull it to Bob. Rotten nuisance. Just pull it to your Bob, that's all.
Go on, get on.
Ah, get on there. Here.
Go on.
Come on, fan.
On that cardigan.
That's what it's up there. Get up there.
On there.
That's it there.
Yeah.
And he had a good there. They know he did. And that were one time. Another time, they didn't want the rum. He's walking along, coming back. We changed him from Cardinal Light to a Weasel, which were the very first snow cap that came out.
American ones.
Weasel.
Yeah.
You know what they are?
Yeah, they're wide tracks.
Ah, I love a wide tracks.
Fast and small.
Oh, aye. Yeah. They don't have to move.
Yeah.
And they're going to give me this out.
Yeah.
So we're walking to Weasel, and he said, "My feet's going." He'd only stepped out his Wellington, he walked in bare feet, weren't he? He'd had that much.
Yeah.
So.
He didn't realise it.
No.
Because it was muddy, wasn't it? So it's Wellington, probably got sacked
stuck
into
in
the
just carried on. It dropped that much.
Yeah.
So we're going down road, A bit of mine, I remember, but I know where I was going.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, this picture hit me.
Yeah.
Picture yourself going down that woody forest.
At night, dark, was it?
You're about half 11 at night.
It was raining, wasn't it? It was wet,
wet
and muddy
bit.
And dead.
Everything.
Yeah.
Easy with
quiet, rain. Was it?
Not a sound.
Because you were going back towards your own line.
We're all up, nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
And suddenly around me were about 50 Germans.
Oh. Oh, that was pleasant, wasn't it?
They were. Well, you didn't need no paper into that.
No, that's right.
Yeah. They were away. Not to worry over, really. I couldn't get out of it. Tommy gun. I couldn't get out of it. Huh?
There's only two of you in this weasel.
That's all. And he's
asleep.
He's well, that's off. Well,
yeah.
Dead feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't get all on it. Tell us the way, see?
Yeah.
Let go. I don't know. Oh, that's so fair. You never see a rabbit till it moves, you know?
Yeah.
It sounded like 12 months. The voice of Max. Is this way to company office? Is this way to company compound, that way?
Yeah.
Yes. I said, follow me.
So who was it then? Who was it?
It was two soldiers taking prisoners back.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, right.
But they come from the side, you see.
Yeah.
And he was lost.
Yeah. So it's just as well you didn't get your hands onto that gun, wasn't it?
Well, I would have shot Jerry at once.
Yeah, but there could have been a couple of
soldiers.
Well.
Lads, no?
Yeah.
And I was stunned. I couldn't move.
Yeah.
I couldn't move with fear.
Yeah.
I thought this is it.
Yeah.
I thought they'd come round, they know what they're on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I did. I read to him, I enjoyed to stop.
Because there was some terrible fighting in that.
Now, what would you do?
Well, I don't know.
You with that situation, your foot's on the throttle. What do you do?
I think your foot goes through the floor at that stage. Well, to go back for the hell out of it if I can.
You're coming back to the signal, lad, aren't you?
Yeah.
Should have shot him.
Yeah.
You're coming back to Nan Jerry's. Good room.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah.
I thought I'd just do that.
Yeah.
So that's a jack.
Yeah.
But in that particular time, he faced the Oberofficier, that's the Sergeant Major in German Army, Wehrmacht.
Mm.
And the young lad up floor, he'd wear a big men, good bodies, you know, on him.
Yeah.
This biggish lad, right good looking, I'll never forget him as long as I live. I had his ring at home, and I don't know where the hell it's gone to it. It looks all or I'm all. If you're a prisoner, you're a prisoner, and you're treated as such.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
You fought the job, you've lost.
Yeah.
So he sat aside, and we're chief resign, right, well, right, low down it were. It were MR room. Doctors were intending, weren't they?
Mm.
That's where we're fetching up and going up.
Mm.
Good. And after a bit quiet, you know, it's obvious to go there. Just to show you.
See?
You're okay. Yeah. But he got confidence. Mm. So it's just lad on. Stretch it. Pull my leg. So I thought you're in a bit of a mess. I'll wait this way.
Mm.
Well, let's eat. Give it him. Trying to make conversation with us.
Sergeant,
though. Ronnie, his father.
Really? What? This with the sun down?
That was sun on the stretcher.
Oh, that was unusual, wasn't it? An unusual occurrence there.
He never got a puff of that pipe. So when I looked down, he did.
And what was the reaction of the father?
And, he was wounded, I just forget. you weren't different, not as much as said praise and all good and all that. I thought it matter. It's the first time I've talked to a prisoner proper.
Yeah.
You're no different than me, you? They just got to do it. That's all that's right.
I suppose the ordinary German soldier, they were no different, were they?
Some good and some bad.
Yeah.
Or had a right chat that up and down.
Yeah.
Little living over, didn't it?
Yeah.
Until old Thatcher on his bike.
Yeah.
So we went down and he'd have to go, his back would go.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's awful that, really.
Yeah.
Awful, isn't it, really?
He said mine, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
He took his ring off. Had it done, here. He'd had, it were a white silver with a copper head.
Mm.
Like a shield.
Yeah.
He'd had swastika.
Mm.
Over at Union Jack.
Over Union Jack?
Over at Union Jack.
Yeah.
And outside it had Norway 1940.
Oh, wow.
Now where Germany, where Jerry's in?
Norway. Yes, that was a place, there was a naval raid in Norway, a place called Narvik.
1940.
Which would have been, I think, about that time.
Not wrong,
so was he a naval guy, this chap, or was he army?
Yeah.
Army. Oh. He was certainly
Maxwell American. Forest infantry.
Yeah.
So he got that off somebody.
Possibly, yeah. Yeah, possibly.
He took it off, he said, not so.
Yeah.
He said, I haven't took that here. So,
yeah.
And I had a bottle through there.
Yeah.
Right there. So he cut it off, hadn't he?
Yeah.
And I put it in. I took it to shore. I'm on the bridge to see what he got back there.
Mm.
And
were there any, I mean, talking about that sort of thing, Bob has got a ring that he wears. I've never asked him about it, but he told me about it this time. He's got a silver skull and crossbones ring, which apparently was offered by SS, German SS.
Because
he's been to Germany, Bob has.
Yeah.
And I said to him, you know, you must have had some funny looks going to Germany, them knowing you were an English person, wearing a German SS ring. And he said, yeah, I've had one or two funny looks. He said, but nobody's ever said anything about it. Yeah. Well, it's a very dodgy thing to wear over there.
Pardon?
Yeah, well, I would have thought so, yeah. I would have thought so.
I had a German Iron Cross upstairs. I had.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to that.
Mutter. It wasn't a military Iron Cross.
Mother.
But it was for 10 children.
Yeah, that's right. They did, didn't they?
Sure.
Yeah. But so those things were bits and pieces that you picked up along the way, right? Which all soldiers did, didn't they? All infantry soldiers did. But of course, because
you could have had a lot more if you'd have been that way.
No, but they were the first things people did with prisoners, weren't they? They took their watches and their rings and their bits and pieces.
Well, I'll tell you where Sergeant Bradley Abios, he come from Manchester. Chief Sergeant Bradley's mom were on the quiet side, thought of her a fly sergeant.
Yeah.
And he robbed this officer.
Yeah.
Douse.
Yeah.
When our officer come up, he says to the officer what were there at the time, put that man on the charge, he's robbed me. He'll pay the door.
Yeah.
He can talk better English than the man what robbed him.
Oh,
and he never robbed me in mad while he was doing it.
Yeah.
He said, put that one under charge. He said, he's robbed me.
Yeah.
He said, well, he's lucky. He said, how's that? He said, he's Edward Simpson. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You didn't know what you're talking about. You know what you're with.
Yeah, that's right. Well, yeah, I mean, the Germans, like, as they are now, the Continentals speak far better English than we can do languages.
Oh, he does.
It was always the same, wasn't it?
Sure, that letter that he wrote told you, think you were an English speaking person.
From who? Who is it?
Mrs. De Wilder.
The lady over there that you stayed with.
Your keys are here on the wall, Jim. You know where to come. If I'm not in, the keys are unlocked. You can hear anytime.
Yeah. Bob was telling me a couple of stories because he went back the first time in 1969.
Oh, I've been going for years.
Yeah, and he took a camper vehicle over there with a mate of his or something. He drove around. One of the places he went to was the Ardennes. And it was the first time he'd been back since 69. And he just went there and just knocked on one or two doors of houses that he remembered, yeah, that he'd been to into at the time, yeah, and just made himself known. And he said that he was welcome with open arms.
Eric was.
They put on parties for, yeah, them, they, yeah, gave him bottles of champagne. And
Eric did, didn't he?
All sorts of things for them.
Now, it's a very funny thing, another coincidence, isn't it, if you will, which I've told you.
Yeah.
Had to take these officers from Oberhausen to Paderborn.
Hmm.
64 again.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of us had to drive us. I don't,
yeah,
know why.
Yeah.
Want a biscuit,
pal? No, I'll have a bit of cake in a minute. Oh. Thanks.
So, take these officers to Paderborn. It's a big military place.
Yeah.
Decided nobody did.
Yeah.
Now, it were a Canadian chief, sir. It was like a shooting range.
Yeah.
I know, it could go.
Yeah.
But when I was coming back, I was really fine, I was only guessing the route.
Yeah.
When I was coming back, the boat closed. It's failing. It's this German placement, that's where. Like, what is lost is washed up.
Yeah.
Look at the road. Same as I've been here, water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whether it's rhymes, whatever.
Yeah.
Overflowed.
Yeah.
He says, where you live? That's where you live. He said, over us. It's 160 kilometres.
Hmm.
160
kilometres.
Yeah,
that's about
160 kilometres.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I guess a bit more, maybe.
No. Oh, I thought I just had to keep failing. That's all. But it kept stopping. Now this is where you come into Bob's story and Eric's story.
Mm.
Come to a coincidence or whatever.
Mm.
Can't remember if they stopped. But I should think it's a safety bread.
Yeah.
It's bread in Shepherd.
Yeah.
Packs of rations, packs of bread, sardines,
yeah,
corned beef. I would never work.
Yeah.
So up to this farm. Now outside of this farm was a big tiger tank knocked out.
Yeah.
But it was almost complete.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not to this after.
Yeah.
So not such this door in this room. So the best way to good. Can slap him. Go.
What does that mean, slap him?
Sleep. Slap and sleep.
You want to sleep in there, yeah?
Could have sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
Could eat some good meat, eat his meat. Could eat slap in there. It's happened. Good. Says me. Her husband's downstairs in bed.
Yeah.
Leg on him. Do his part.
Yeah.
Nix. Straw lines.
No ladies.
No. He girls in, you didn't want me in.
Oh, I see, right, yeah.
Throw lines here, like. Yeah. Nick. Tough.
Yeah.
I thought, well, he couldn't have much good if I wanted to stop. Anyway, I walked out. We got to the front door, she shut the door and got me out. Go. I thought, what's up here?
Yeah.
That word would just be finished. You know, I've come from Amberu, it does it.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, but now we're on your own.
Yeah.
Not good at that.
Yeah.